During this period, it first dawned on me that Ho Chi Minh, the leader of the communists, the leader of the Viet Minh, was revered in his country as something of a George Washington. It's worth also recalling that Ho Chi Minh's forces cooperated with the American Office of Strategic Services in helping return Americans who had been downed, American flyers who had been downed during World War II in the fight against Japan. It never occurred to me during this period that there was going to be anything other than a Viet Minh government. I didn't see any non-communist alternatives at the time. But this wasn't particularly strange, I think, if you were living in France at the time either, because the communists in France, the French communists, had been leaders in the French resistance against the Nazis. And when we first got to France, they were in the government. So it was not quite so outrageous a thought to think of Vietnamese nationalists who were also communists, or Vietnamese communists who were also nationalists.